We believe, teach, and confess that the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed on the cross, paid the complete price of our sins. We believe, teach, and confess that his glorious resurrection foreshadows our own resurrection, that death lies defeated. We believe, teach, and confess, as the author of Hebrews wrote, "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who eagerly wait for him." As St. John looked at the heavenly chorus, he engaged in an interesting conversation. "Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?' I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" Long before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah declared, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." And St. John also wrote, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." This cleansing is God's gift, given to us for the sake of Christ Jesus. Our good works, our desires, contribute nothing to our salvation. It is by grace alone, through faith alone, for the sake of Jesus alone, that we have the assurance of eternal life. May our Lord grant us faith to hold to his promise of forgiveness and life with him forever. Amen.